March 27th.
Our fathers disciplined us for a little while as they thought best. God disciplines us for our good, that we may share in His holiness.
Perfect Father, I have many negative, destructive beliefs planted in my mind by the father of lies. Usually, the first thing I do when one of these beliefs is triggered is to flee from it. I would actually get up and walk away when I feel shamed in someone's presence. At that moment, all that matters to me is to withdraw and hide. However, today I realize that you are asking me to do something different when shame, condemnation, or abandonment is triggered. You are asking me to stay.
Endure hardship as discipline. God is treating you as sons. For what son is not disciplined by his father?
Perfect Father, you are showing me that if I stay in your presence when shame, condemnation, or abandonment is triggered, you will turn it into holiness, because you are treating me like a son, a daughter. You are using the same shame, abandonment, and condemnation the enemy uses to hurt me, to heal me.
My son, do not make light of the Lord's discipline, and do not lose heart when he rebukes you, because the Lord disciplines those he loves.
May I endure hardship as a training to correct, Father, to turn the abandonment into belongingness, to turn the shame into confidence, to turn the condemnation into acceptance.
No discipline seems pleasant at the time, but painful. Later on, however, it produces a harvest of righteousness and peace for those who have been trained by it.
May I become trained, corrected, and healed by your discipline, perfect Father, so that it will produce a harvest of righteousness and peace in me. Thank you, Father, that I may be your daughter.